This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm bummed. Tonight is our holiday party, and I love hanging out with people I work with, and we never get to do it that often in a social setting, and I have to go to, out of town tonight, so I'm going to miss the holiday party. It's a drag.
I know. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, you're going without me?
Yes, I'm going without you, John. We don't have to do everything together.
I kind of just figured out a solidarity since I couldn't go, you couldn't go. But
I'm joking.
The line isn't just the bathroom time or go alone. Okay, there are other lines too. It's fine. Producer Jessica, you seem a little... What's wrong?
Well, I don't think I'm going to be able to go either.
Why?
I don't have a sitter. We don't have many sitters that can watch Walt. It's a little harder for us with a kid with autism.
Sure.
It's a lot more work. It's just a whole thing.
Yes.
It is what it is. There's so many other holiday parties. I've got friends out of town that are that might be able to, but they're not around. It's just we can't get a sitter. And unfortunately, we can't bring kids to this party. It was a no kids allowed.
Who wants to bring kids to their house?
Some people have kids at a holiday party. Some places do a holiday party and they invite all their families. So,
right.
I went to a holiday. You know, I'll take that back. I went to a client's Christmas party a few years ago, and that was the entire family was invited. They were actually upset that I just came with a date. I didn't bring my daughters with me.
Right.
By the way, they had a bomb kids buffet.
Yeah.
It was better than ours.
I
ate off the kids buffet. They had chicken fingers and mac and cheese.
Well, if you think about it too, there's a lot of families that might not be able to afford a sitter.
Sure.
Like I said, everybody's having their parties. It's hard to find a sitter.
Okay.
So you're not
going
to a party.
We are in an unfortunate situation too, that we both work for the same place. So if we worked at different places, it'd be an automatic, okay, well, you go, I'll stay home with the kid.
Right.
But we both work for the company.
Yeah.
Who works longer hours here?
I do, but
then you should go.
Well, okay, that's not beside the point. He actually doesn't work as many hours is because I work so much that we need somebody to take care of Walt.
Well, he's with Walt when you're at work. Okay.
And so he never gets to go out and do things. I do get to go to, like, our concerts, which, yes, it's work, but it's also a lot of fun. I mean, the free drinks, hello. So I'm like, well, you should go because you never get to go out and hang out with adults. He's with Walt all the time.
No, that's true. I get that. Although, you know, I would say maybe you could ask it if you could bring Walt. But I'm a big one if it's a company Christmas party, no kids.
Yeah.
100%. 100%.
And Walt is not the kid to come to a Christmas
party. Yeah, I suppose.
How about this? No kids at Christmas parties. That's just that. No kids.
I would like us to have a kid because there's a lot of us that have young kids this office right now.
That's true.
And I would love to have a kid Christmas party for the company.
Lizzie, you want to be talked about by your coworkers? Bring your kids to the Christmas party. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I hope you guys make a decision and one of you at least gets to go.
Let me ask you this tonight. No, I'm not going to name any names.
Uh-huh.
But judging by last year's Christmas party and some of the behavior that was displayed, would you want your kid at that party?
Well, no, but I mean...
That's all I can say. Just
obviously
no.
Not, but
no.
If we made it like a family-friendly one...
That's all you have to do is say no. Thank you very much. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Kind of started something here on whether or not kids should be allowed at company Christmas parties. Do you have an interesting take, Rebecca?
Hi. I can actually see from both sides. I'm an office manager in medical office, and we chose to have the family as part of the office party. All the kids, all the spouses, you know, whereas in the past we did not. We only had the employees. And it's more like an office family setting, and we want that for our employees and their families to be part of the office. So we actually encourage the kids to come. We want them to come. However, I have seen it on the other side where, yes, it does get out of hand. And when my child was growing up, we were at one Christmas party where the employees just got way out of hand, and it was embarrassing for our children to see that. There has to be a cutoff line. There has to be a limit. There has to be some kind of structure.
Yeah, that makes sense. And you have to make that decision. Do you want it to be a family-friendly event? Because if you don't, then you don't bring kids.
Thank you for your call. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
You know, I get the family thing too, but that was last week at the Radiothon. It was so beautiful to watch all the people that brought their kids with. That's right. When you bring your kids.
Yep, okay.
Kathy's in Mira Mesa. What's up, Kathy?
I'm saying no, kids do not belong at a Christmas party. I'm from old school, and I would even volunteer to babysit for them. It changes the whole atmosphere when you have children around.
Oh, my God. That's perfect. I wish I was as astute as you are when it comes to speaking. That's exactly right. It changes the whole atmosphere. Thank you, Kathy. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
Mandy's in Camp Pendleton. Mandy, what do you think about the possibility of having kids at your company Christmas party?
Absolutely heck to the no. And the reason why, I'm a mom of two little children, so I love kids, but it's kind of the same with weddings. Like, if someone is paying to give you entertainment, such as a Christmas party or a wedding, then you should enjoy it, and you should enjoy the entertainment and not have to worry about kids.
Thank you.
Anytime.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.